This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. It's time for our weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories that have been on the forefront of conversation at traditional news talk radio stations with hosts that are, I don't want to say being examined, but listened to carefully by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They listen to the discussions, do the research, and the surveys reflect what they hear. And so the top 10 stories appear on Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. That's the list that we use. Also, the top 10 people on the list, many of them, most of them are associated with the stories, as you might imagine. So let's just take the, I'm accused all the time of starting off and then getting sidetracked because Joe Crummy is here with his podcast, Evil Thoughts. And he is evil. He distracts me from my work, my lineage. If you were Victoria,
you can hear me in the
here.
Background. Just
Rachel McFadden. Yeah, you can. Yes, right. Rachel McFadden is here. Okay, let's get to first. I'm going to go through. Don't distract me, Joe. Victoria, all right. Do not distract me. I'm going to go through the list. Number 10, the sports talk radio world, focusing mostly on the Olympics and the National Basketball Association. Number 9, the Black Panther film. Number 8, the political angle, I suppose, of the Olympics, what's happened there, television, whether it's been as good or not as good, or what people are watching it differently. Number 7, the passing of Billy Graham. Number 6, remember now, this is news, this is traditional news talk stations, and they are mostly right of center. Thus, at number 6, the comings and goings at the Considical.
I like that.
The Conservative Political Action Committee, otherwise known as CPAC. Number 5, a situation in the Middle East, where it is tense as usual. As a side light, the chief of police in Tel Aviv says that Benjamin Netanyahu should be arrested, charged with crimes against the state. Really? Number 4, immigration policy. Number 3, the Russians messing around in everything from soup to nuts, it would seem. Number 2, the investigation into President Trump. And number 1, the continuing conversation almost at every turn. The focus is on what happened in Florida, what's happening in Washington, the gun control issue. The people on the list, LeBron James at number 10, Lindsey Vonn 9, Billy Graham 8, Wayne LaPierre, 7, Robert Mueller, 6, Hillary Clinton, 5, Barack Obama, 4, Marco Rubio, 3, Nicholas Cruz, 2, and Donald Trump, 1. I can't for the life of me, what is there, what's new that would put Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton into the focus? Of what is there that, I, you know, you see their name pops up here and there, Hillary was on The View, okay, and you know, some other stuff people
want. Well, Trump's blaming Obama for not doing anything about Russia.
Yeah, and I think that Obama's been tweeting, too, I think a little bit about what happened in Florida. So he's, you know, we got your back, I think he said.
Yeah, support for the kids. But really? He hasn't tweeted anything political.
Well,
he hasn't said anything about guns. Or he's been very, you know, right down the middle with, you know, mm-hmm. we support you and use your voice and register to vote and things like that. But nothing about the NRA, nothing about Trump. He'll never mention Trump's name, probably. So it's, you know, I don't know why he's on the list.
I don't either. I don't get what has.
All right,
a
take
lot
them
of
off.
Things.
You know what? I don't have any problem. Take them off. Scratch them out right now. Get rid of them right now.
Well,
I'm doing it on my
there are some.
Everybody.
There are some things as president, he's become more, you know, as I was riding back on the plane, and a fellow sitting next to me lived in Orange County, and he and I were talking about Trump and talking about what's going on in the country, and he's a little younger than I was, successful business guy, had a bias toward the political right side, but he was frustrated with Trump, and the same thing you hear from a lot of people who want to wish him well, because if he does well, the country does well, and all of the denigrating that's done by the news media, some in the news media anyway, just seems to tear down America rather than making it strong again. That was what his feeling was. I don't know that I even give it that much credibility anymore, because there's so many different ways of figuring out if you have any intellectual capability at all, you can look around and pretty much judge what the real story is. And one of the things that has popped up this week in the continuing discussion of classroom circumstances, there are a couple of things that got my attention. I'd be interested in listening to the folks here talk about these two subjects and others that are related. The president proposed late in the week a pay bump, a hike. If you are a teacher and you want to have a gun, then the idea of having teachers have guns in the classroom would bring about a raise in pay, according to this. And a lot of experts, educators say, this is ridiculous. Now you can't do it. They condemn it. And I don't know that it's a great idea. I just don't like what makes me uncomfortable is that we're at this state that we have to have guns even outside the school, or a school guard, or you have to have we're supposed to be a progressive modern society. Does that mean that teachers have to have guns? That we have to have police officers at school? That we have to have a cage that you walk through when you go into school to make sure that the metal detector, so you don't, you're protected, or you're free from having any gun or knife on you when you walk in? My God.
You know what? You know, there was a lady I heard yesterday, and she was saying we need to forget all that, the stuff you were talking about. You know, forget those guns. It's, we don't want to go there. And she was saying we need to get at the root cause. And it sounded great, and I was thinking about it. And then I was thinking, would we take the same attitude toward banks?
How do you mean?
Meaning,
well, you know what? People like to steal stuff, but you know, we certainly don't want to guard the money.
So we're protecting money, but not our children. Is that the?
I think that's the.
We want to protect our money.
Right, and I thought it was kind of an interesting observation for me, I guess. But it would be like, it's okay, look, she wants to do, let's get to the root cause of why are people doing this. And I'm going, that's cool, I think we ought to do that. But in the meantime, would you say that about a bank? Would you say that about an airplane? I mean, really?
Well,
the
other side. Victoria and I were talking earlier about the whole idea of having the theater that goes on, the protection theater racket, that is the TSA, whether they prevent, is it a psychological thing? I brought I brought a canister of Super Beats with me in my bag when
well,
I left Boston to come to L.A. Kai goes through my bag, he says, we got to check this out. What do you mean you're going to check it out? Well, it's a powder, and we got to make sure that the Super Beats isn't going to be used to blow
Super
up.
Super Beats,
plane.
Bro, yeah, don't you listen?
But, Doug, why is that a problem? I'm glad the guy caught it and that he even cared enough to even ask
it's not
you about
that.
It.
There you go.
Isn't so much that. It's the inconsistency, because I didn't follow through with the rest of the story. I've brought Super Beats and other powdered things that I use in my daily routine with me. That doesn't sound good, because somebody would think I was using some other kind of powder. I'm using all kinds of things, egg yolk powder and things that are good for
Meanwhile,
me.
People slip through with real dangerous weapons on them.
Yeah.
And you're getting delivered for Super Beats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the point, Richie. Yeah. That's exactly the point. And it's this theater we think for $6 billion a year we're paying these people. And it is basic nonsense. I mean, it looks good, and maybe you feel better when you go through and you're checked out and everybody else. And really, there hasn't been an incident on a plane for several years, so maybe this is
But that's why,
bad.
Isn't it?
Maybe
I mean,
you feel good because they haven't caught anything.
So can we get rid of TSA then?
No.
Get rid of them?
Yeah.
No, I think the point Doug's making, if you really think about it, yes, it's inconvenient, no one really likes it, and part of it is theater, but whatever the reason, whatever the combination, it is working.
I think terrorists have moved on to... Now what can we surprise them at?
Yeah, right. I mean, no surprise.
Right, but if planes were still a vulnerable target, they wouldn't have moved on. That would just be an easier target to wipe out a couple hundred people at a time.
Yeah. Well, my Super Beat saved the day, I'll tell you that. It's 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Richie Victoria and Joe. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are looking for the benefits that you can get by going to ZipRecruiter.com. It works on both sides of the fence. As a person who hires and a person who wants to be hired, you want to be using ZipRecruiter. First of all, but you don't really know that you're going to be using it, which is kind of the beauty of it. When you post your job qualifications on one of the job boards, and then you sort of sit back and say, okay, let's see what happens. And then ZipRecruiter, through its facilities, has somebody who's come to them and said, I need this person. Can you connect me? It's basically what they're saying when they go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I need help, and I need the right person, obviously, to keep my business going and doing well. So if hiring good people is a high priority for you, you posted your job opportunity, somebody out there has job qualifications, and ZipRecruiter will put you together. That's really the bottom line. This is not like any other source, not any other job site. They will put the jobs in 24 hours together with the person who's qualified. You'll be able to look at it. And it's much simpler because you just have to screen them, rate them, and manage the candidates. It's all done. The other information is done for you by ZipRecruiter. Use their dashboard. Use their facility. Use it free. ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Make sure you're doing the best for yourself. A small company, big company, doesn't make any difference. Find the best. You'll find them at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And using that code, you can use it free.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
It was interesting that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got a package in the mail that white powder was in, and it's considered now a racist hate crime by the London police. Very interesting. Just shows you the world is nuts. Yeah, no super beats.
No super beats.
Send them some super beats. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for the call.
It's 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. For the week of February the 19th to the 23rd, I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time with, in this hour, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy. Joe has a podcast that he does every day called Evil Thoughts, and that's a perfect, wonderful way to highlight his entire career and his life.
That's right, I'm an evil man.
Evil, evil. So we're going through the stories and the people here, and I went through, actually, I did it for the first time in a long time. Actually made it through the entire list. And now we're going back to some of the things that are of interest and import here from our point of view, trying to pique your interest if you haven't heard some aspects of this conversation or these conversations. For example, the story this week from Houston that a school superintendent there said that his district planned to suspend any student who took part in any classroom walkout, any form of protest, anybody who's on the street over gun violence when you're supposed to be in school, you will be suspended. The superintendent said the school district, the independent school district, will not allow a student demonstration during school hours for any type of protest or awareness. The superintendent's name is Curtis Rhodes. There's a Facebook post that's floating around that many people have seen, the threats of a three-day suspension. He said in his tweet, "Life is all about choices, and every choice has a consequence, whether it be positive or negative. We will discipline no matter what. If you are, whether it's one student, 50 students, 500 students, we will not tolerate students participating in political protests during the school day, and parent notes will not alleviate the discipline." So what do we think of that position?
I got an email from my kid's principal the other day telling us that approximately 400 of the 1,100 kids in their middle school went out and protested for 17 minutes. They went out through the same entrance, came back through the same entrance. Everything was orderly, and they went back to lunch or class wherever they were.
And what did you as a parent think about that? Did you know it was going to happen before it happened?
I did not know. My first question to my son, because before we'd even gotten the email from the principal, my son had sent me a picture of it. Yeah. He did not participate in it, but he took a picture of it. Him and some friends were out at lunch. and sent it to me. And he said there were maybe 100 people. And I asked him who organized it. Because my concern was that the teachers had anything to do with it. If the mm-hmm. kids wanted to do it and the teachers just facilitated it, I don't have a problem with that. But if the teachers facilitated it, I would have had a big problem with it.
So what was the end result? What happened?
The kids, my son and his friends, and I've talked to the other parents, seemed to think that the teachers had a little bit to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but they, more than anything, allowed the kids to do it. So yeah. I don't think the teachers actually walked up and said, hey, kids, let's do a protest.
Yeah,
I think they heard some kids talking, mm-hmm. and they thought, okay, these kids want to do something. Let's go ahead and let them organize something and do it. And that I'm okay with.
And let's that's do it in a I safe like way. Let's that's supervised.
It's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, they said, okay, you can go out. Now you have to come back in. All good? Good. Go back to class.
Yeah, you took all the subversion out of it. You know, at my kids' school, I ask them about it. They're blissfully unaware of it. And they're not doing
unaware of what? What happened in Florida?
Well, that they, of the notion that they might protest, they need to go out. Because
how old are your kids?
This kind of a thing. My kid is a senior in high school, and he goes to a private school. And I keep I ask him about, do you guys do shooter drills? I ask him about it. Like, what do you guys do? And he's like, yeah, a couple of times a semester.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Shooter. Yeah, they all do. Everybody does
shooter drills. Yeah. And a couple of times a semester they have to do that.
He's in school anymore. Yep. Wow. Really is a wow. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency and worldwide payment system. It's also the first decentralized digital currency, as Bitcoin works without a central bank. Instead, the network is peer-to-peer, and transactions take place between users directly. We asked Lorraine Murphy from The Daily Dot to explain.
There are two ways to get involved. One is to buy into it. You buy a Bitcoin, or you buy some other Bitcoin. It's like a cross between betting on horses and betting on foreign exchange markets. You are associated with a number, and that number is about 16 digits long, and it is unique to a Bitcoin wallet. And so the wallet is identifiable. The transactions that the wallet is doing, those are identifiable, but who owns the wallet? Nobody knows.
Interested in investing? Bitcoin's value today is somewhere around $8,000 to $9,000.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio host for more years than I can almost count, because I have been on the air doing Talk Radio for longer than I can count with, let's see, 10 fingers and 10 toes. Goes way beyond that. I'd have to borrow Joe Crummy's fingers and toes. And some
you can
of
use
Richie's
my abacus.
Well.
Start with the fingers. I don't think you want to touch his toes.
An abacus. Who have Victoria, do you even know what an abacus is?
Of course she does.
It's the thing with the little balls, right? Right? No, it is, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It's slider balls.
I have one at home.
Hey, I take that personally.
I have I'll tell you this much. I have zero clue how to use it. Seriously. I don't know.
It's just in tens. Everything's in tens.
Yeah, it's almost a Roman numeral concept of everything. Yeah, there are 10 balls and 10 lines.
Okay, so anyway, on the top 10 list this week.
How does an abacus Yeah. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So the thing, one of the things that's on the list this week, CPAC is number 6. had their annual convention. Rich McFadden not only is an important part of my broadcast organization, but he's the operations manager at our originating network, Radio America, and as such is in connection and contact. There are the other hosts that are on the network are not as important as I am.
Correct.
But there are other people that do programs on the network. Dana Loesch is one of them.
Lash.
I always mispronounce her name. Why doesn't she change the spelling of it? So it's L-O-E.
Same reason.
I always want everyone to change
their name.
You don't
change your spelling to F-F-A-N.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Doug Steven.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So anyway, Dana speaks at CPAC. She had a couple of gigs this week. The one gig she had at CPAC was well received. She was on a TV show, I think, on CNN. She got booed for whatever reason.
I was shocked to see that. Yeah.
What, shocked that she was booed on CNN? Why would you be shocked about that?
I was just kidding about that.
The CPAC thing, I did not realize that she was a spokesperson for the NRA.
She is the spokesperson for the NRA.
She is?
Yes.
Okay. So you were there. What did you think?
I think more interestingly, her appearance on CNN in front of the 7,000 people in Parkland, Florida, and it was hostile to her from the second she walked in, which she knew it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I have immense respect for her. For walking into a place that she knew where they were going to berate her with questions, with insults, but she wanted to have a conversation. As a representative of the NRA, she wanted to have a conversation. She wanted to let people know that we are here, we, quote unquote, her and the NRA, are here to have conversations. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear ideas. I want to talk about ideas. But really, what most people don't get is that first and foremost, she's a mom, and she went there as a mother to have the conversation that the same people sitting in the stands wanted to have the conversation. Her kids go to the same schools that everybody else's kids in Dallas do, and she wanted to make sure that her kids are safe. And the level of vitriol that was just, and she knew it was coming. And Jake Tapper and her are friends, and he tried to do what he could to kind of, you know, give her her voice and let her have her say. But and some of the kids that asked questions on the stage are amazing. For these kids to be 16 and 17 years old and to be able to voice their opinions in that situation on national television, I'm absolutely amazed. And they were respectful to her, but the people were yelling at her, murderer. Burn her. She said at the end of her segment, Jake Tapper looked over at her when they were playing the piece and he said, get out of here now. And her Marine escorts had a problem getting her off the stage because people started walking, not rushing the stage, but walking up on the stage and insulting her and yelling at her. She said, if it was another 2 minutes, I would not have been able to get off the stage safely. And they got her out of there. So at CPAC...
Well, but I get that, and that's terrible, but these are people who've also lost children.
I get that.
Well, but she didn't shoot them.
I know, but when she's there representing the NRA, I get that. But
that's the thing. They wanted blood. That's all they wanted was blood. She went to have a conversation. I get it. Everybody's sensitive. I get it. But she went... Imagine the guts it took to get up on that stage, knowing that everybody in that place thought you were responsible for their kid's death.
Well,
think about that.
The NRA does have blood on their hands, but it isn't her. She just happens to be a hired gun for them, and so if you're angry...
She's more than a hired gun. She believes in the Second Amendment. And she's a mom who believes in the Second Amendment, and she wants to help fix the problem.
But what's her solution? That's beyond, and it's terrible, yes, that she was treated that way, but what's her solution?
When we watched this CNN show, that one of the things the NRA did back in 2013 was set up a program to help schools be safer. And even if your school doesn't want guns in its school, the NRA will come to your school and look at your entrances, your doors, your windows, your floor plan, your escape plan, your safety plans, and they will help you design everything for free. They don't want
anything. Why would they do that?
Because they want to help the problem. They want to help alleviate the problem.
So why do they have such a bad image problem?
And you know how many schools have taken advantage of it?
None.
Since 150.
Oh, have they really?
150.
Oh, interesting.
But everybody can take advantage of it, and they don't.
But what I'm saying is that's fine to devise a plan of how to get the kids out. But what's the plan for stopping a shooter to get into the school to begin with?
The sheriff that was up on stage with her listed several things, and she was right next to him. Dana was right there going, yes, yes, yes. So there's a lot of things that they agree on. So maybe you don't. Maybe there's a lock when it comes to, okay, should AR-15s be banned or not? Maybe there's a lock there. But what I saw was five or six things that everybody was nodding their head yes on. And even when Dana agreed, they were still yelling at her. And they were still calling her a murderer.
And that's part of just, right, and I think that's the heat of the moment right now. And the fear
and she knew that was going to happen. She knew it, but she went anyway. You got to give her props.
There's a point. I don't know her that well. I've only been around her a couple of times, and she seems reasonable. She gets just has a different point of view than some, and she agrees with a lot of people agree with her. And the thing that's troubling for me here is that she becomes the issue. The issue is so it's so deep. It's so cut into the grain and the fiber now of our society. And what we're looking for at this point, or it seems with some of the people that are agitating, some of them genuinely and some of them not, for change, I think we are going to see change. I think finally there's going to be something that changes, whether it'll be enough to slow things down. I was thinking of you, Richie, actually. Your brother has a job as a school sort of protection officer at a high school in Washington. And the story of the fellow who was his equal at the school in Florida who stood outside the building because he was afraid to go into the building.
Right.
And hiring people. Your brother is about, I'm going to guess, 50s. Is that the younger brother?
He's older. Right? He's older than me, so he's 57 right, so he's, now.
He's how much, 57?
57, 56.
Yeah, but he's been there for quite a long time.
Yeah, 20-some years. He's been on the force in D.C. for 20-whatever years.
How long has he been at the school?
He's been at the school for probably 13, something like that.
So when he got the job, he was viral young.
Well, he spent his first 10 to 12 years chasing kids in the street, arresting the same kids for drugs every single week.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what, I'm tired of chasing them and tackling them and doing all this stuff. And maybe I can help them not go there if I get into the schools. And that was his real thought. Maybe if I get them young enough, if they get to know me when they're 7 and 8 and 9 and 13, maybe I can keep them from getting off the street.
So is that the secret? I'll go around the room. Is that the kind of thing that needs to be done where there's interaction, people know who he is,
and he's not afraid
to pull a gun out if there's somebody's going to come in and attack these kids? He knows them personally, many of them, and he feels more responsible. It's hard to know what the answer is, but something's got to change, and it needs to change now.
Well, I'll tell you one of the other things that needs to change, and Dana made this point at CPAC and got a lot of heat and a lot of press over it, but she said the mainstream media, the legacy media, loves these kind of events.
Yes.
They don't love the fact that people are dying. They don't love the fact that people were shot, that kids are shot, that our schools aren't safe. But you know what? It gets ratings, and they love that. Mm. And that's one of the things that needs to change. And I just posted on my Facebook this morning, just turn the TV off. You don't need to watch it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You can get all the news you need in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Or less than that, even.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, in words of wisdom, 44 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
In today's automotive news, in Boston, a new startup called Shepherd is turning Land Rover vehicles into school buses, and now your child will not have to ride those awful yellow monsters, instead being whisked to school in luxury. They have a real school bus sign on the top and have full-time employees who pass tests similar to those required by school bus drivers. For $17 a ride, Shepherd can take your precious bundle of joy to any one of 14 educational institutions, if you have good taste. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, Jen here from the DJV Show. Let me share with you this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per day. The cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar or more at your local grocery store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies help boost the immune system. They also provide a health coach at no charge to guide you with any questions you have. Take steps to give yourself better all over health. Check out all of their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. We have this product. You should too. Call them now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV for a special discount. Balanceofnature.com. Use promo code DJV.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour now. This is the overview that we do every week with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan. There are other things, the investigation, which I believe is a red herring. I find interesting the one thing that hasn't got as much attention, and I wonder why, maybe because of the situation in Florida, but the Olympics seem to have not captured the interest of America or Americans. The ratings are off a couple of million from the last time there was an event like this 4 years ago on NBC. Who knows some of these names? Alina Zagatova won the first gold medal for Olympic athletes from Russia. And maybe some of those names we wouldn't recognize.
My wife is all into it.
Yeah,
really?
I've been watching it too.
Yeah.
The two little Russian girls were gold and silver, right? And then I think Canada was bronze.
Yeah,
but part of the reason is this year the Olympics with the time difference, and I understand NBC made a choice to air everything live so that there weren't spoiler alerts, but all of the main events, you
like
can't
2 o'clock
see.
In the morning.
Yeah, who can do that?
No, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning the other day, and my wife was up watching that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Go to bed.
I know. Lewis stayed up to watch the men's hockey, and I said, this is not, no wonder there's no one watching. Everyone's asleep. Yeah. I'm not surprised the ratings are down. I think that mishandled it.
The athletes are complaining. That, what was it, some event early on in the Olympics, all the skaters were falling down, and they were like, because we're doing this at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. They're starting it over there, it's, I think, like 6 in the morning.
Right.
It's a really early call time, and normally those events are at night. And I was watching Scott Hamilton talk about the difference, where most of their career it's spent performing at night. And so it makes sense that a lot of them are falling because they haven't had enough coffee.
Yeah. All right. One quick around the table question. Has everybody seen the Black Panther film?
No.
No.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
And you thought what?
It's a monster. I mean, I think they've done.
No, but what did you?
Million,
I don't care about
office.
That. What did you think when you saw? What was it that got you? Were you interested? Did you walk out of the theater and say, "Wow, that was a great movie," or what was your?
Well, it's
thought?
Not. Well, I mean, if you're 18, it's a great movie, and I'm old enough to understand that. So it's great. It's your typical Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, and it's great if you like CGI and you like people fighting and bouncing around on. Doing crazy stuff. If you're 18, it's an awesome movie. They're making
a
lot of
money. Is what you're saying? The story didn't grab you.
I'm not 18. What do you want from me?
There it is. The wisdom of Joe Crummy.
That's right. That's Joe Crummy and his wisdom. Check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the hour now, it's time for us to take advantage of Victoria's knowledge and experience in the world of technology to bring us up to date on the top 5 items that have, I suppose I could use the word trended, that have been trending this week in the world of technology. Starting at number 5, counting to number 1, Tinder is at number 5.
Mm-hmm. Tinder's taking a page from Bumble's book. Now, what that means is Tinder, of course, is the dating app. Bumble is a newer dating app that is very female-focused. And so Tinder has decided that they are going to make it possible for women to only interact with the men that they message first. This is right out of Bumble's playbook. In fact, actually, Tinder and Bumble have been long rivals since 2012. Two people started Tinder together. They separated, which often happens with major companies, and Whitney Wolf Heard left Tinder and went and started Bumble. And so now Tinder is copying the former partner's idea. So it's going to be the same idea, model that Tinder's always had with the swiping and everything else, but just in terms of protecting the females on the platform, they want to be able to make sure that women are in control so they don't get harassed, they don't get unwanted sexual advances, none of that. Women can actually be the ones to initiate contact first.
This whole concept of weirdness for me. Let's keep going. Commentary not necessary on that story. Number 4, DirecTV completely tone deaf. What's the story here?
That's a good way to describe it. That's certainly how a lot of social media commentary is going. NFL, or DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket package will increase by a little more than 4% for the upcoming football season. That means the basic package goes from $281 to $293 for the upcoming season. Now, if you want the Red Zone channel, that goes up to $395, actually $396, if you want to have the Red Zone channel with all of the NFL games. This is just the dumbest thing, really, I think, and a lot of people on social media are canceling their packages with DirecTV. Last year, they had 2 million subscribers, but, of course, the ratings for the NFL are down, so most likely with a price hike, they will lose more subscribers.
Oh, good move. Good business move.
I know,
number
right?
three, speaking of a business move, Amazon buying Whole Foods, what's the latest there?
Well, Amazon is offering another new perk for its Prime customers who shop at Whole Foods. They actually announced that eligible Prime members will earn 5% cash back on their Whole Foods purchases when they use the new Amazon Prime Rewards Visa card. Now, if you're not a Prime member, you can still get this card if you like to shop at Whole Foods, and you can still get 3% cash back on all of your groceries. This is the first rewards program that Amazon has really tested in a major way, and so and they say the millennial market loves rewards programs, so this is something that will probably really appeal. You can use it on Prime now, you can use it in-store, online, there's lots of great options for it, so more developments with Amazon and Whole Foods.
Another name, sort of a household name, is Uber and how they've used technology to put together a system around the country, around the world, that seems to work pretty well. If you get an iPhone or a small tablet, anything you can use to get to Uber, mm-hmm. It is a convenient way. I found myself stuck at a lot in Los Angeles last week, and I had to get to the plane, and they had no buses, so I just went on my app and got an Uber car in 2 minutes, went to the airport, end of story, $6 it cost me.
That's great. Yeah, convenience is, you know, Lyft and Uber, those rideshare companies, there's really nothing that can compare to them. So the latest development with Uber is they have a new program, and they just launched it in 8 major cities. It will be rolling out to other suburban areas soon. It's called Express Pool, and it links riders in the same area who want to travel to similar destinations. Now, Pool is already in the works, and a lot of people use that, but that takes you to your specific drop-off point. You just have to wait longer because everyone gets dropped off. So Express Pool takes you to a common area, and it can save you 75%.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, so gun control and the whole discussion of what happened in the high school in Florida has become the number one item this week on social media, Snapchat, yes?
Snapchat had a big week, yes, and popular with millennials, of course, and Gen Z. This has shown that Snapchat's map feature, which had lit up with all of the areas where students were walking out of their high schools in protest, and so it shows that Snapchat's new generation is following the gun control issue, they're interested in it, and they're using the technology to connect with each other. So it was a big move for Snapchat this week.
Big move. Lots of big moves, and we like to have conversations about them here on the DJV show, where it's 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.